Hi everybody, and welcome to my virtual poster entitled The Gut Microbiome in Patients with Inflammatory Arthritis. My name is Kelsey Thompson, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow in the Hutt and Howard Group. And today we'll be presenting some data from the Inflammatory Arthritis Microbiome Consortium. This poster is a cross-sectional look at adults with clearly defined arthritis, including those with inflammatory type arthritis, which includes the diagnoses of rheumatoid arthritis on the poster denoted with an RA, ankylosing spondylitis, AS, and psoriatic arthritis, or PSA. We've also collected patients with non-inflammatory joint pain on the poster denoted as NIJP, which encompasses patients with osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia, as well as age-matched healthy controls. Once a participant agrees to be within our study, we collect clinical metadata in order to quantify the total amount of inflammation the patient is experiencing. This includes things like C-reactive protein, or CRP, within the serum, so that we can then compare that to the composition of the gut microbiome. This is what we have done starting in panel 2, where we quantify first the overall compositional changes within the gut microbiome compared to clinical metadata. To do this, we have done two different types of analysis, the first being the principal coordinate analysis, where you ordinate the samples across the first two explanatory axes. We have done this in the taxonomic profiles, the DNA-encoded pathways, and the DNA-encoded enzyme profiles of the gut communities. We only find some slight separation potentially in the inflammation status of the taxonomic profiles. To further enumerate the differences between the clinical covariates, we did a univariate PERMANOVA, which seeks to find the maximum percent explained by each of the clinical covariates compared to the gut microbiome. Here we found about 1 to 2% of the variation within the composition of the gut microbiomes could be explained by either diagnosis or inflammation. This may not seem like much, but in comparison to inflammatory bowel disease, they find that about 3% of the compositional differences in the gut microbiomes can be explained by diagnosis. So therefore, where we have distal inflammation and arthritis, we're still explaining a comparable amount of the compositional differences of the gut microbiome as when there's local inflammation in the GI tract. So therefore, we conclude that there are alterations in the gut microbiome of patients with inflammatory arthritis. To further quantify these, we dove into the per-feature differences between those patients with inflammation and the healthy controls. We found that a lot of the per-feature differences again mimic either cancer in the GI tract or inflammatory bowel disease, where we found enrichment of oral taxa, such as those from the genus Streptococcus, and enrichment in mucus degraders like those from the genus Ruminococcus, and depletion of Faecalibacterium paranitzii and the genus Elstipes. If we dive a little bit deeper into the species Ruminococcus novus, we also found strains that were specific to only those patients diagnosed with inflammatory arthritis. In the third and final panel, we focus on the functional differences between those patients with inflammatory arthritis and our healthy controls. Here we found a trend of increased nutrient uptake, or at least encoding of nutrient uptake, within the gut microbiomes of the patients with arthritis. The two examples that are denoted here on the third panel are folic acid metabolism and iron scavenging. Both of those have higher encoding in the DNA of our patients with inflammatory arthritis when compared to the healthy controls. We're not sure if this is causal, the bacteria are sequestering this beforehand, or if this is resulting because the patients already have underlying conditions. But it's something that we're very interested to dive into further. If you have any questions about this poster, please email me at kthompson@hsph.harvard.edu. And thanks for listening.